Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We were talking about It's My List, and the It's My List topic was the most overrated things. Each person's three most overrated things. In order, Hot Wings Joe's. He went first. Steve went first. Gory horror movies, IPAs, and Monty Python. Mm-hmm. Hot Wings said, unusual and overcomplicated donuts and cookies, inflatable holiday decorations, and brand name stuff. Mm-hmm. Maitland hates everyone. She said Taylor Swift, pizza, and summer. Got a lot of support, actually. More than one would expect.
Yes.
Kelly went next. Baseball. All of it. Mm-hmm. Pepsi. Same.
All of it.
And Thanksgiving food that we're supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Tommy said, anything that is an acquired taste, like beer and coffee, people, doesn't want it. Ad-free television, because he needs the ads to remind him to stop being a lump.
He's got to go potty. Pee. He needs peeing time.
And deluxe albums, where you buy one, and then they're like, hey, we just remembered we did four other really great songs. All right, here are mine. Fireworks. Wildly overrated. Wildly overpriced, a nuisance to a lot of people. I've bought some because the kids like them. As soon as I don't have to anymore, I'm not going to. I don't like it.
Fireworks are great when you go to a fireworks display, like 4th of July, and they're lighting off fireworks over the lake or whatever.
Yes.
And it's a professional thing. But yeah.
Home like fireworks your neighbor is burning just, money yeah. and being disappointed by it.
Nobody yeah, your neighbor like, lighting off bottle rockets yeah. is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Number two, Chinese food, the American version.
You shut your mouth.
You've had it once.
Man.
I don't have to have it all the time to know that it's overrated. There are millions of Chinese restaurants. If somebody Thanos'd them and half disappeared, you'd all be like, who cares? There's still more. I can still get bland rice and things that are too salty and have weird things on them.
Oh, my gosh. Bland rice. What are you talking about? Well, yeah, when you eat one rice at a time.
That's not what I do.
Then that would be, and you don't put anything on it. That would be, you're right. It is pretty bland if you just
overrated.
Eat white rice.
The Chinese food that you all buy isn't even necessarily what people in China eat.
It doesn't matter.
You said the American version. That's what we eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah, oh,
a good mugu guy pan.
But it's overrated.
Sesame chicken. I would think you would really like sesame chicken.
It's guys, fine.
You remember the one time Freebeer ate Chinese food and he sent us that like hostage photo of him holding the plate showing like, look, I'm really eating it and I love it.
Was it Chinese food?
Yeah.
You had a whole plate.
And you had that I have a gun to my face so I need to smile look on your face.
No, I was smiling because I was getting it over with because it's so GD overrated.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. Ooh, hey.
These are fighting words.
Yeah. Mm.
Guess whose list it is.
Honestly, I could make a lip gloss out of their syrups they use on their chickens.
That's a big compliment
orange
to
chicken.
Their food.
That'd be beautiful.
Honestly, that color on Maitland would be so pretty, and it would be delicious.
Yeah,
I love the smell.
Now that's something you can say to someone. You look like you paint your face with Chinese food.
With their orange chicken syrup. Hell yeah! If somebody told me that my lips were glossy like General Tso's chicken, I'd be like, "You damn right they are."
Their lips the new like, version look of, like sweet and sour.
You look like you're easy to draw.
Because it's delicious. People want to taste it.
And the last thing that's overrated is meditation. Congratulations, you found a way not to think and sit still. Great. That's what lots of people do. You call them lazy. But you're just sitting there going, ooh, no thoughts in my head. Yeah, that's the problem. Move on with your day.
Have you ever meditated?
Yeah, it's stupid. It gave me about as much satisfaction as Chinese food and fireworks.
Yeah, I can't do it the right way. People say you're supposed to shut off all the thoughts. I don't know how to do it. So I can be quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody can just sit there.
But I can't. I don't know how to shut off the thoughts.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I also fall asleep when I'm not supposed to. And they're like, don't fall asleep. And I'm like, what? You put on insanely soothing music or I'm sitting next to somewhere that is, you know, beautiful. And I'm not supposed to fall asleep. That's the only way I can shut my brain off. I don't usually dream. And if I do, it's terrifying. So, like, let's be honest. I'd rather try it than fail at it because I had 10,000 thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I had somebody tell me one time they believe in meditation over medication. And I was like, you're a problem.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're a problem.
If you enjoy it and it makes you feel better, fine.
Yeah.
Same thing with fireworks and Chinese food. They're overrated. Don't tell me how great they are.
Yeah, like your chemical imbalance gives you 7 personalities, so I'm not sure which one believes in meditation over medication, but sure, bud.
I bet if you vote.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like which personality are we talking to
now?
Yeah,
did all of them agree?
I don't know. I have no idea. But when people do that, like, I don't have to take Lexapro anymore. I meditate. Mm. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
You probably divorced, and now you don't have to deal with that person anymore. Yeah, it's probably way easier.
And now you're married to 4 glasses of wine every night so you can sleep.
Now, that might help me
meditate.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Honestly, a couple glasses of wine, I could probably chill a little bit. I'd probably be bebopping back and forth with music in my head, though. I can't do it.
Rosé all day, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's our list.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, my list was good. All the other were iffy.
Mine was great. Nobody disagreed with mine at all.
No. I had an honorable mention, too.
Okay, go for it.
Moonshine.
Ooh.
Overrated.
Overrated.
No one likes that garbage. Oh, yeah. Here, you want to drink gasoline?
No, you know what?
A hint of maple.
You know what moonshine is? The alcoholic equivalent of incredibly hot wings.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you've gone beyond flavor, and it's just more of a dumb challenge. Because it is. It's like... like real moonshine, not like the stuff you buy at a store where it's like, oh, this is moonshine. Like stuff that's in a real mason jar made in a still. That is awful. It's the worst. Remember when we got that from Cock County, Tennessee?
Yes.
When BJ brought that back to us? Oh, I brought it home for Christmas.
BJ from Cock County?
Yeah. I know, right? I mean, it all sounds like a Duke Boys episode of the Dukes of Hazzard.
A porno one.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But I brought that home, and I mean, it was hilarious. To try it, like to pass it around the room.
Oh, it's paint thinner.
Oh my God, it's so bad, though.
Yeah, you probably passed it around to 10 people, and I bet that maybe a teaspoon was consumed.
Oh, without question. Yeah. And yet, it killed all the germs in a half-mile radius.
The only reason people drink that is because they think that it makes them look like, you're a tough guy.
They started drinking it because regular alcohol was gone, and they're like, yeah, we need to find a way to get our own.
Right, yeah, I mean, so we'll got to get a buzz on, but there are so many other options.
This text, my overrated list, sex, voting, religion. What do you argue about? That's, I mean, yeah, that's probably pretty good.
I mean, I agree. Those are all overrated. Well, not sex. You're wrong on that one.
Yeah.
Sex is pretty fun.
I think it's been pretty proven over and over that the world rates it pretty high.
Yeah.
Sometimes to people's detriment.
Sometimes, yeah.
Let's see.
God, I love Chinese food. Sorry.
I
just saw a picture of Chinese food. Somebody texted in and I'm right there.
Yeah. Just had it last week. Girlfriend was like, what Chinese food? I go, God, yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's one of those foods that you don't want every day, but sometimes, like, when the craving hits you,
it's a bit like
Taco Bell. Like, man, you might not think about it all the time, but when it enters your brain, you go, oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.